all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Show, head over to Memphis, talk to my man Anthony Sane, allgrizzlies.com, the Grizzly SI page. Anthony, what's good, my brother?
Man, I'm good, bro. How y'all been, man?
Man, trying to deal with this pandemic, bro. Our governor dumb as hell. No mask mandate, so we trying to survive over here, bro.
Yes, sir. Trying to do the same here in Memphis, man.
No doubt, bro. First, I'm going to ask you, how the Grizz feel about the NBA's restart with the rule if you're within four games of the eighth seed and you can out compete for a play-in? And the Grizzlies, to me, are in a position to get shafted because I think this was made to get Zion some run on TV, to be honest with you, my brother.
Well, yeah, they've got several reasons why they say they're doing it. Of course, they have the TV contract and playing those eight games because, the guys wouldn't get paid if they just went straight to the playoffs. They'd be basically playing for free. So those eight games are what they're really getting – those eight regular season games are really what they're getting paid for. They get paid a little differently when it comes down to the playoffs. They're not getting their regular salary checks or whatever. If you talk to the players, you talk to Coach Taylor Jenkins, they're being super professional about it. But you could just tell that you have to feel a way, man. These guys were a team that was predicted to be one of the worst teams in the league this year. They severely overachieved this year. And now they're in the AC. They've been in the AC for a while this season. Teams like Portland, New Orleans, underachieved in my opinion. Especially a team like Portland, who was in the Western Conference Finals last year, and now they're 8 games under 500. I don't see why anyone should feel sorry for them or, you know, whatever. I think they've underachieved it really the whole season. The Pelicans as well. And now the Grizzlies find themselves having to gain a spot that they've been sitting in for not the whole year, but for a nice chunk of the season. I'm sure that they feel a way about it. But like I said, they've been professional. Even professional beyond their years, man. This Grizzlies team is very young. One of the youngest teams in the NBA. If they make the playoffs, they would be the youngest team to make the playoffs since the Oklahoma City Thunder team back when Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook were there, when they were a very young team as well. But like I said, I personally don't like it. But, man, I just think this team is cut out for it, man. I think they're locked in. They're focused. Every time we talk to them down in Orlando, they look like they're just ready to take care of business and go on the court and prove the battle's wrong.
And the schedule to me, bro, is like, man, look, I'm seeing the Blazers, the Spurs, the Pelicans, the Jazz, the Thunder, the Raptors, and Bucks. They can pretty much kill the competition in the first few games there, but then you got to, on the back end of that, those tough Eastern teams you got to play. So how you feeling about the schedule with the Grizzlies playing them 8 games and how you're looking for them? I feel like they have to really kill those first 3 games out there to really stamp their competition and keep them out from that 4-game buffer from them.
This is the way I look at it, man. I'm really optimistic about the Grizzlies' schedule. A lot of people are saying, well, you know, they got Toronto, they got Boston, Milwaukee, all the last 3 games of the season. Man, those teams don't have anything to play for. And we're talking about playing in the pandemic. This is a totally different situation than even a regular season game where they probably wouldn't have anything to play for. But I think those teams that are have their position set in the East, they're not going out there trying to beat the Grizzlies. They're going to go out there, warm up a little bit, just keep their guys loose. And those are probably going to be give me games when it all comes down to it. I'm sure they're going to try to rest their stars against us. I don't really think those games are going to matter at all. Those should be very winnable games for the Grizzlies. Those games in the beginning, San Antonio Spurs, they already were down LaMarcus Aldridge, and they had another player out. I can't remember who it was. Another their power forward. I see his face. Can't think of his name right now. He's going to be out for the rest of the season. So, I think those games, like you said, against Portland, against New Orleans, if the Grizzlies can win those 2 games, really sets the tone for the rest of the 8-seeding game.
Most definitely. And how's the team health-wise? When we last talked, Jaren was hurt, some guys were hurt on the roster. So where are the Grizzlies right now health-wise? And what Coach Jenkins talked about for us, the rotations, with a full roster and everybody being healthy.
Coach Jenkins isn't saying anything in particular about the rotations, but just observing the team and just looking at practice video. They put some, you know, kind of montage videos together, practice and things like that, and just talking to the guys. They're 100% healthy. They have 15 available guys ready for their roster who are all healthy, in shape, ready to go. Justice Winslow, who we haven't seen yet at all, he's ready to go. He's in shape. He's going to be out there making his debut in Orlando, as well as Jaren Jackson, Brandon Clark, and also Grayson Allen. Grayson Allen was out for a lot this year, but he's ready to go. He's returning from his injury. I showed a clip of him getting some dunks in practice. John Morant picked up 12 pounds over the break of pure muscle. Yeah, man, that Grizzlies team, they're locked in. They're ready to go.
Seems like the Grizzlies got a, quote-unquote, through the pandemic, a free offseason pretty much with their young guys to get better, grow, and I feel like this is really going to help them. Even if it don't help them this year, next year when the season starts in December, if there's a season, they'll be ready to go from this right here.
Yeah, I definitely agree, man. This team has already done enough. They've done so much already this season. This is all just bonus play. I don't think they think that way. I think they're locked in and determined to make that 8 seed. And I'm not going to predict the upset against the Lakers, but, you know, the Lakers' backcourt is starting to diminish. They've already lost Rajon Rondo and Avery Bradley due to injury and also Avery Bradley's personal decision not to play in Orlando. But when you got to guard John Morant, 4, 5, 6, 7 games, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a tough haul for the Lakers. I can see the Grizzlies possibly getting the game from them if the Grizzlies are able to hold on to the 8 seed.
Most definitely, and without being a home court advantage at Staples Center, and they can get 2 games because you're both playing on a neutral court with no fans.
Right.
So that dynamic right there, Anthony, I think is going to make the playoffs be really interesting because without the home court advantage there, you just got you playing basketball on the hardwood. It's just basketball, nothing extra. I think it'll be very interesting this come season, come playoff time after the season
game. I totally agree. I'm looking forward to hearing some trash talk on the court too, man, in full HD, hopefully.
Most definitely. Most definitely. You know, I'm saying, bro, like, you've got to be, it's going to be great, man. And now, for the Grizzlies, how were they for us COVID testing? I'm keeping up with the reports about who tested positive. So how have the Grizzlies been for us, the COVID testing, guys testing positive and being safe with the virus as they ramped up for this trip to the bubble in Orlando?
That's an interesting thing, man. Not to really gauge, you know, how focused someone is on whether or not they have COVID-19. But it's kind of odd because this Wizards team is, like I said, it's one of the youngest teams in the league. And you would think these are the guys that be out wilding out, you know, have to tell them to do this and breaking quarantine. And there hasn't been anything, no issues, no disciplinary issues as far as breaking quarantine, no cases of COVID-19 the whole time, ever since from March 10th, when March 11th, I'm sorry, when the league was suspended, up until now, no cases of any Grizzlies players having COVID-19. So, I said that you can't mark maturity by that or being focused on that, but they're doing what they have to do to stay on the court, man, and that's going to be crucial in Orlando with being the type of situation they're playing in.
Now, what have the guys said about the bubble and your Zoom immediate availabilities with the team down in Orlando? What have the guys said about the bubble being down there and experience so far?
There's some interesting quotes that came out from the bubble, man. John Morant asked, John, what does he think about the bubble? And John was like, you know, the bubble's fine. He's like, I'm not a silver spoon guy. I'm more of a ramen noodle guy. So that quote kind of took off in Memphis when John said that, just kind of speaking to John's humility and just his nature that really vibes with the city of Memphis and just the South in general. And then Gorgui Jang, one of our veteran players, native of Senegal, he spoke about the conditions and he said, well, the bubble's probably safer than anywhere in America right now. And that kind of got some attention yesterday as well. So the guys, they're fine. They're younger guys. They're used to an AAU type environment. So they're ready to go.
And what have they been saying about the Black Lives Matter movement and social justice movement? Because I know guys will get to put messages on their jerseys for the first few seeding games down there. So what have the guys been saying about the George Floyd protest and Breonna Taylor and everybody who's now aware of what you and I already know as black men? Things ain't what it should be for us all out here.
Some of the guys have voiced what they're going to wear on their uniform. I know that Gorgui Jang said he's going to wear Black Lives Matter on the back of his. And I think Anthony Tolliver said he's going to wear something. I can't remember the specific phrase that he used, but it's one about supporting black business, black infrastructure, black neighborhoods, group something. I can't remember what he said it's called. All the guys seem to be really passionate about it, especially guys like Justice Winslow, who was out on the front lines doing things, as well as Tyus Jones. They've been very vocal about it. Jaren Jackson as well. John Moran, of course, asked for the removal of the statue in Murray, where he went to college at. So these bunch of young, awake guys down with that Grizzlies team. And I'm looking forward to whatever they decide to do as a team or as an individual.
Now, we're going to take it back real fast here. You know, we talked about this when I came on the show last in February here. I feel like this, Anthony, the Hawks should model what the Grizzlies are doing because we are way behind you all with rebuild. So I rebuild by the same time. We are way behind. Your young guys ahead of our young guy for sure on both sides of the court. So I would hope to see that our team will model what you guys have done in Memphis. I feel like they've rebuilt and retooled on the fly the right way and not went so young that you can't have some vets around that can actually contribute and not just be there as figureheads per se.
Right. Right. I like some of the things Atlanta's doing. It seems like they tried to pattern themselves after maybe the Golden State Warriors, something like the Golden State Warriors light or whatever. And I don't know if that was the best move for them to do. I think they should have just got the best players available because that's what Golden State did. They didn't really have a plan of action of what they wanted to do. They just so happened to draft two of the best shooters of all time, and that happened to be that looked like what the plan was. But, you know, I think Atlanta should have just got the best players available. It seems like they were just trying to make a mini Golden State team. But lightning doesn't always strike twice, man. Sometimes you just got to get the best players available.
I
think that's what the Grizzlies are doing. I think that's what the Grizzlies are doing. They went and got Brandon Clark. They just chased after him because they knew he was a talent that was falling in the draft, and they went after him. And they got Brandon, and they just made it fit. And I think that's something that the Hawks should consider as well. Shout out to you guys' arena down there, too, man. I went to the arena since they rebuilt it. You guys have an awesome arena down there.
Oh, the arena's nice, but it's never filled up, though.
Yeah, it looks like it's very untouched. I say that, yeah. It's like all the stuff never knocked the dust off of the thing.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Yeah, last one I got for you, bro, is this. I'm scared for Lloyd Pierce, man. Year three, last guaranteed year on his deal, team option after next year. Trae Young does not want him in Atlanta. He hates to be held accountable for his lack of defense. I feel like Lopez is the perfect guy for the organization, but Trae Young is going to end up getting him fired or not retained if after next year, if that's what the Hawks don't make the playoffs come next year as well. I'm scared for Lloyd. He's a great guy. I feel like that Trae has it out for him because he holds him accountable for not playing defense.
Here's the thing, man. Lloyd Pierce is a guy that came to Memphis. He was here, I think, during the Lionel Hollins era. He was here.
Sure was.
He was here back in the day. So, with that being said, you know, he's a defensive guy. But Lloyd's got to remember, man, this is a player's league. After Lloyd Pierce is gone, whether that's next year, 5 years from now, the Atlanta Hawks are going to be remembered for Trae Young. What happened with the Trae Young draft? That's what Atlanta's going to be known for. So what he has to do, he has to adjust to his player. He has to adjust to his superstar. James Harden is one of the best scorers in the NBA. He probably never will be a good defender. But Houston's not going to, you know, keep a coach and get rid of James Harden. You know what I mean? So
no,
what Atlanta has to do, which goes back to drafting, you have to build a roster around Trae Young. You can't go get your shooting guard who's, you know, a shooter who doesn't play defense. You have to go get, you know, a reliable maybe 3-and-D guy who can defend and knock down a three-pointer occasion. I think they were so busy trying to be this, you know, Warriors light team like I talked about. I don't think they built their roster right around Trae Young. You got to get guys that can hide your weaknesses, especially when you have a guy with the talent of Trae Young.
Oh, devil. Anthony, man, thank you for your time today, my brother. Hope you and your kids stay safe in Memphis, man. Hope to see you if we can have a season next year where we can travel,
man,
hopefully.
We got some kind of game going on, man. We need this vaccine to come on.
Yes, you better believe it, bro. Hey, thanks for your time, brother. Have a good one, man.
Oh, yes, sir. All right, man.
What's that on that beat? Oh.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh, bringing you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our teen driver safety program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m. only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.